We're learning Shabbat Yechavedat. We're in Chelek Aleph, Siman Ayin Vav, another Shuvah about Chanukah, specifically, because Chanukah begins next Sunday night. So next Shabbat is also Chanukah. Chanukah extends for 8 days. It's also Rosh Chodesh Tevet. It's Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. So we are going to take out 3 Sifrei Torah. Based on the Tosfot, the order that we do it in is Parshat HaShavuah first, and then the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, and then the Kriya of Chanukah. We say Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem. We do next Shabbat, not a couple of days from now, but a week thereafter. We do the Parasha, then Rosh Chodesh, then Chanukah, that which is more frequent. Now, although Parshat Mikes is not actually more Tadir than Rosh Chodesh, we will read Rosh Chodesh more than we read Parshat Mikes. We only read Parshat Mikes once a year. Rosh Chodesh we read a number of times. Nonetheless, the concept of Parshat HaShavua is more Tadir. So we do 6 Aliyot in the Parshat HaShavua. 6 Aliyot, meaning we go from Shishi to the end. We skip Shvi'i. We do Rosh Chodesh is the Aliyat Shvi'i. And then Chanukah is the Maftir. That's what we do. That's the universal practice. What about Kaddish? Our practice is that after, on a regular Shabbat, the 7th Oleh, the Mashlim, says Kaddish. On Yom Tov, the Mashlim says Kaddish, and then the Maftir also says Kaddish. What about Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah? When do you say the Kaddish? So the Beit Yosef writes, the Rosh Chodesh Tevet shechal liot b'Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh Tevet is always during Chanukah, that's on Shabbat, minageinu bnei Sfarad, she'en omrim Kaddish achar kriyat sefer rishon. We do not say Kaddish after the first Sefer. We almost always say Kaddish after the first Sefer. Why not here? Lefishek en kurin bo ela shisha olim. The Kedavan shelo gamru likrot chovat hayom shem shiva olim. En ra'i lomar ha-Kaddish ela achar sefer sheni. He says, because what are you doing? In the first Sefer, the Parshat HaShavua, you're only calling up 6 aliyot. Only 6 aliyot. Because the 7th is going to be, Mashlim is going to be Rosh Chodesh. We say Kaddish after the number of chovat hayom. The Mishnah in Megillah says on Shabbat you call up 7 Olim, Yom Kippur 6, Yom Tov 5, Chol HaMoed 4, weekday 3. You only say Kaddish after the Chovat HaYom, the Beit Yosef says. So the Chovat HaYom of Shabbat is 7 Olim. Since you only called up 6, you do not say Kaddish yet. You bring up the second Sefer, you do Rosh Chodesh. Then that's Shvi'i. Now you already called up 7. Now you say Kaddish. Now the question is, what if you do, you know, there are some Batei Knesset, maybe here, where sometimes we end up calling up, I don't know, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20, 25 Olim. Mosif, the Mosif, the Mosif, the Mosif, the Mosif, the Mosif. Never Mosifim. However, there are some Batei Knesset that they call up a lot of Mosifim. It's possible, therefore, that you'll have 7 Olim in the first Sefer Torah. You could have 18 Olim. I don't know, let's say you have 8, 9, 10 Olim in the first Sefer Torah. Do you now say Kaddish after the first Sefer or not? Because although technically you are Ma'aleh more than 7, you need to read Ofis. Yes or no? So, you know when we do this? There's another time we take our 3 Sifrei Torah. The Beit Yosef says Shmini Aseret, but Simchat Torah. In Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Aseret is Simchat Torah. We also take our 3 Sifrei Torah. We take out the first Sefer Torah to read Vizot HaBeracha. The second Sefer Torah to read Bereishit, and the third Sefer to read the Maftir. Now, we call up a lot of Olim to the first Sefer Torah. We call up, in fact, the entire Beit Knesset to the first Sefer Torah, Simchat Torah. We call up 30, 50, 60 Olim to the first Sefer. So, it's Yom Tov. Chovat HaYom is 5. So you've already read 30. So should you say Kaddish after the first Sefer Torah or not? So the Beit Yosef writes, you do not on Shmini Aseret. He calls it Shmini Aseret, but Simchat Torah. Why? 2 reasons. He says, Shelo lachalek ben hayamim shekoreim bahem gimel Sifrei Torah. Because there's a third day where we read 3 Sifrei Torah, potentially. Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Parshat Shkalim. When is Parshat Shkalim? We'll read Parshat HaShavua, 6 Aliyot. Then we'll read Rosh Chodesh for Shvi'i. Then Parshat Shkalim for Maftir. So too there, you have to call up 6 to the first Sefer, number 7 to Rosh Chodesh, and Maftir for Shkalim. So since after the first Sefer you only called up 6, you don't say Kaddish, and on Shabbat, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, you only call up six to the first sefer and you don't say Kaddish. He says so too on Simchat Torah, after the first sefer. I know you called up many, many people, but to keep it consistent, don't say Kaddish. He gives a second reason. He says, you know, I have another reason not to say Kaddish between the first and the second Sfarim on Shemini Atzeret, Simchat Torah. Why? Shelo yet kitrug satan. What do you mean, kitrug satan? The satan shouldn't have anything to say negative. Meaning, we just finished the read. Why do we read Breishit anyway? We just finished the Tzadah Bracha. Why are you also reading Breishit? Read Breishit next Shabbat. We want to say continuity. We're not just finishing. We're starting again. We're starting again right now. It's never finished. It's always a cycle. So much so, don't even say Kaddish. Don't say Kaddish. Why? So show we're not, if you say Kaddish, it's like we finished. And now it's an afterthought. No, no, no. No Kaddish. Go immediately. Some Ashkenazim do say Kaddish there. Here we don't. But we don't say Kaddish. So Rav Avadia Yosef, some Ashkenazim do. Here they don't. I think because of us. But I don't know. We don't. We don't say Kaddish after Vezot HaBracha because we want to say Yaakov B'mrutza. We're not stopping. So the Rav Avadia says, okay. So but we called up 30, 50, 60 Aliyot to the first Sefer. So he says, well, what about Rosh Chodesh Tevet Shechal B'Shabbat, Chanukah, and you called up Mosifim, what are you going to do? He says, look, the Beit Yosef told you in Simchat Torah two reasons not to say Kaddish after the first Sefer, even though you called up 30 Aliyot. The first one is, you want to keep it consistent. You don't want to say Kaddish after the first Sefer. So, okay. So you don't want to, is that, you want to keep consistency. So also on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, don't say Kaddish. You want to keep consistency. But according to the second reason the Beit Yosef said, because of the Kitrug of the Satan, you want to have continuity between Vezot HaBracha and Bereishit, so you don't say Kaddish. On Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, there's no Kitrug Satan. So you should say Kaddish. In fact, as a Tashbeit, we don't follow this Tashbeit, he says that on Simchat Torah, if you call up 30, 50, 60 Aliyot to the first Sefer, you do say Kaddish, because more than five went up. Yom Tov Chovat Yom is five. So now what do you do now on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah? Depends on the two answers of Beit Yosef. Why not on Simchat Torah? If it's because you always, you don't ever say Kaddish after the first Sefer, so also you don't do it on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah.
Because of the
parasha
or the...
So you had more, let's say you had Mosifim, you added Mosifim. So now you had 10 people go up to the first Sefer.
So Mosif doesn't consider Aliyah.
No, so that's the question. It is, but the question is on let's go back. On Simchat Torah, you called up 30 people to the first Sefer, but you don't say Kaddish. Why? There's two reasons. The first reason is you never say Kaddish after the first Sefer, because why? Shelo lechalek. Because on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, you only call up six, so you don't say Kaddish. Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Shkalim, you only call up six, so you don't say Kaddish. So too on Simchat Torah, don't say Kaddish. It'll confuse people. That's one reason. So Rav Avadia Yosef says, okay, so if that's true, so then on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, let's say you called up 10 people to the first Sefer, Shelo lechalek, no Kaddish. Because you never say Kaddish, you don't do it, you would confuse people. But according to the Beit Yosef, there's another reason why you don't say Kaddish on Simchat Torah. Shelo yekitruk satan. Because you don't want to have a break between Vizot HaBracha and Bereishit. So he says, okay, but if that's the reason that you don't say Kaddish on Simchat Torah, what would you do on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah? You would say Kaddish, because there's no kitruk satan. So the Ravadi writes in the end, he says, it goes by the second answer in the Beit Yosef. He says, look, we don't say Kaddish on Shemini Atzeret, or Simchat Torah, after the first Sefer, because of the Kitruk Satan. When it comes to Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, if you call that Mosifim to the first Sefer, you do say Kaddish. Why? Kvar alu chovat hayom. Since more than seven got aliyot, seven or more got aliyot, you finish the Chovat HaYom of Shabbat, you do say Kaddish, and then you'll do Maftir, then you'll do the next Sefer, you'll say Kaddish, right, for Rosh Chodesh? Again Kaddish.
Why?
Because each Sefer after that gets Kaddish. Yeah. Once you finish the Aliyot, every Sefer gets Kaddish. Once you finish the Chovat HaYom, it matters how many of you. No. So once you call up seven on Shabbat, once you call up seven, there's Kaddish after that Sefer and any other Sefer. So now again, really, 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 on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, you should call up six, then one. So after the sixth, there's no Kaddish. But if you called up Muslifim because someone pressured the Gabbai to call up Muslifim, then he says, you do say Kaddish after the first, Kaddish after the second, Kaddish after... No, there's not six. You called up 10. Right? Yeah, but you called up 10. After the first Sefer, after the second Sefer, after the third Sefer. Many places therefore have the minhag, and I will strongly encourage us to do the same. No Mosifim on that Shabbat. Uh-oh. Teach people 611. The only way to teach them 611 is by not having Mosifim. There's no reason to have Mosifim. Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. The tefillah is long enough. There's Halel. There's all kinds. Don't call out Mosifim. Then you teach people. You call them six Aliyot. No Kaddish. I know you're. Don't be. You can do it. We're giving chizuk now to the Gabbaim. You can do it. La'amod al ha-mishmar. Asking, not asking. Tell them to come on a Monday or a Thursday. I'll give them kibudim. There's aliyot all week long. Chanukah. There's aliyot. There's kriyat Torah every day. They can get a kibud every day. I know. So I'm giving them chizuk. You guys can do it. Six aliyot, no kaddish. Then one kaddish, and another one kaddish. If you do cave into the pressure, I mean, I'm talking to Isaac for the next minyan. If you cave into the pressure, so what? I had two bar mitzvahs, no one, we didn't have one mosifim. Not one mosif at my bar mitzvah. You can do it. It's possible to be done.